Zoo director Ted Fox says a mild, snowless December certainly boosted attendance.
We've had lots of extra people coming in and enjoying these sunny days and getting close to the animals. Unlike in the summer, with the leaves off the trees, the animals are much more visible.
And suited for our climate. Fox says a lot of planning goes into their animal selection.
To make sure that the animals that we do have are going to be as comfortable as they possibly can be, you know, from an animal welfare perspective and an ease of care for the staff and the veterinary staff. So most of the animals that we have here, with the exception of, you know, the reptiles and stuff that are inside all the time, really enjoy this time of year.
He says tigers, snow leopards, and red pandas love the snow. Some of the birds don't seem to mind the cold either. They were talkative when I paid a visit, with a little encouragement from Dan, their keeper. This kookaburra from Australia is known as the Bushman's alarm clock when the families gather for a call at dawn. But when it gets too cold or snowy outside, don't forget more than half of the zoo's exhibits are indoors. If you're lucky, you might just run into outreach keeper Sarah Kohler with her friend Nueve. She's a 15-year-old golden conure or parakeet from Brazil who's quite the performer.
You ready? Hi, Nueve. Can you high five? What does a snake do? Do they hiss? How about a kitty? Do they purr? And a chicken?
There, those are good ones.
Kohler sometimes takes Nueve to schools as part of the zoo's outreach efforts. Also inside, you might catch the Siamang apes having a chat.
It's a territorial call. It's a duet call. Both the male and the female have parts of the call. And some days they don't do it at all. It kind of depends. Hawk flying over, seeing something that gets them going. They just want to establish that everyone knows that there's two Siamang here and this is their territory.
Fox says it can last from 5 minutes to a half hour and be easily heard on Tip Hill when the primates are outside in warmer temperatures. Outside is where Fox says visitors are likely to get the best photos of animals in action and perhaps enter them in the zoo's annual contest.
Just like in wildlife photography, the patient ones get the really awesome pictures, and we continue to use those and are amazed by capturing the animals in positions and playing and doing things that we might not see on a regular basis.
Those who bring an actual camera to the zoo through January 31st can get in free. Fox says for photo quality purposes, mobile devices are not permitted as cameras for the contest. Scott Willis, WAER News.